Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve more prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, December 16th, I have a very special guest. I'll interview Dr. Todd Ovokaitis, who has not only accomplished some major medical breakthroughs, he's also teaching pineal toning for longevity and vibrant health. These pineal tones are also being taught to a group of people who have committed to participating in the Lemurian Choir, which will use these tones for the first time in 26,000 years, next December 21, 2012. So find out more about how your own health can benefit from pineal toning and how you can participate in the Lemurian Choir. Remember, next week there will not be a What's Up in the Heavens, so I can devote the show to Dr. Todd Ovokaitis and his amazing work. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're living in the most unusual and amazing period in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And, hey, the holidays are here. And you know what that means? It means you're going to need a new calendar soon. This year, don't just buy a regular calendar to keep track of the days. Get a calendar that will tell you what time it really is, when to act and when to wait, and how to best use your time. That way you can work in harmony with the universe and be much more successful. That calendar is the 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success. It's color-coded and easy to use. It applies to everyone, especially to all your projects, work activities, and important decisions. And it includes those pesky timeouts when nothing comes of whatever actions you're taking. So you can avoid taking important actions then. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and order your good timing guide so you can be more successful by working in harmony with the universe. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how are you doing with Mercury retrograde? Are you still doing everything two or three times? That seems to be my story lately. Are you encountering delays, miscommunications, or more traffic slowdowns than usual? Is your computer still working? How about your printer? If they both still work, then congratulate yourself. This Mercury retrograde lasts through December 13th, so we're getting close to being done with this one. Mercury is in the sign of Sagittarius, which is often associated with not paying attention to details. This Mercury likes to move ahead without thinking about details, so there's a tendency to gloss over them. Mercury in Sagittarius is also quite the preacher. Now, this can be disturbing to others, though, so if you find yourself in this mode, notice the impact you're having on others. Even if you're right, others may not want to hear you preaching. So tread those areas very carefully. Mercury retrograde is also a tough time to sign contracts, so avoid doing that until December 27th, if possible. Now, Mercury is not comfortable in the sign of Sagittarius, whether it's direct or retrograde, and it will stay in Sagittarius through January 7th. So be sure you double-check all details while Mercury is in this sign. This Mercury talks a good game, and it can come up with interesting visions and goals, but details are not part of the picture. So until the details show up January 8th or later, be cautious about what you believe, especially related to the European situation. Now, also a reminder that when Mercury moves forward on December 14th, that doesn't mean that everything starts moving at a normal pace again. Mercury is stopped dead in the water on December 14th, and it takes time for it to move forward at a normal speed. It finally gets to normal speed right before Christmas Day. And you have until December 31st to finish getting caught up. Mercury moves into new territory on January 1st. Now, next, tomorrow we have a full moon lunar eclipse, which is the other bookend to the solar eclipse we had on November 24th through the 25th. Now, it has the same primary meaning as the solar eclipse, which is related to a challenging period when confusion in personal relationships, unexpected financial challenges, or a possible illness can occur. There's too much confusion to make a clear decision regarding any of the events, and there can just be plain old strange events with this eclipse. So wait until you get better clarity to make any decisions. Now, this eclipse is also related to strategy, competition, looking ahead by several moves, and it's as though you're playing a game of chess in your current situation. So consider a broader picture and avoid impulsive acts. This eclipse occurs at 18 degrees and 11 minutes of Gemini. If you have a planet or personal point between 14 to 22 degrees of Gemini or Sagittarius, then this eclipse will impact you. Now, what's coming to light at this full moon eclipse is the potential to be pulled off track by anger or attempting to do too much with too little time, money, and or energy. Holy cow, does that sound familiar for the holidays, huh? That's related to the cycles of Mercury square Mars and Mars sesquiquadrate Jupiter. This eclipse is near the end of the Mercury retrograde when travel and communications can come to a stop. So take extra patience with you the next few days. This eclipse also shows opportunities for new visions to emerge along with the potential funds for them. Now that's related to Jupiter sextile Neptune and Chiron. So keep your eye on your path instead of what others say or do, and it will yield you a lot of money. Now next, December 10th has another interesting cycle. Not only do we have a total lunar eclipse, which is unseen by those of us in North America, but we also have the planet Uranus going direct or moving forward again. This planet represents unexpected changes or radical and revolutionary energies. It's been retrograde since July 9th, or roughly 5 months. And during Uranus retrograde, unusual ideas or events are brewing and reorganizing themselves. So we've been watching this process with Occupy Wall Street. And as Uranus goes direct, we'll start to see more changes and more radical actions moving forward to fix the numerous areas that need changing. So keep your eye on Occupy Wall Street. That group should intensify with Uranus moving forward again. And also, pay attention to what's happening with the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows any American to be arrested and detained indefinitely without being charged or without being given a trial. This issue could be grounds for revolution. So we'll see if Americans are ready to wake up. Now, next, beginning December 11th, peaking on December 18th, and staying in range through December 22nd, we have a financial cycle that's associated with feeling like there's not enough money. Now, there actually may not be enough money to pay all the bills and or to have the kind of holiday you might typically have. And if that's the case, think of what you can do differently this year. This cycle, which is Venus square Saturn, can also indicate relationship challenges and fights about how to spend what money there is. This goes for business and personal partnerships. The questions to ask are, what do you want to conserve and how? These are value issues, and the answers will depend upon your values. Now, shortly after this cycle starts, we have a second financial cycle, Venus square Jupiter. And that cycle is prone to overspending. So watch your spending with this one, or you might not have enough money. This cycle comes into range on December 15th. It peaks on December 20th, and it stays in range through December 25th. How appropriate. It's great for parties, though, so enjoy it. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Notice that we don't have any days with good final results until late on December 15th and that's 8 p.m. Pacific time or 11 p.m. Eastern time on December 15th. And we get a good final result all day on Friday, December 16th, and again until 6:30 p.m. Pacific time or 9:30 p.m. Eastern time on December 17th. So be careful what you buy on other days, especially as gifts. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. And right now I'm taking one or two calls. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And also just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And also, just a quick reminder that my last client day this year is December 15th. Now, that's not because I'm taking a lot of fun time off for the holidays. That's because the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And I am going to start working on the 2013 Good Timing Guide, and I will be on 2013 Good Timing Guide duty until January 9th. So if you like to get on my schedule, I have three more days left next week. You can schedule up now. Okay, and you can do that by calling my toll-free number at 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
Well, I actually need to run off and grab the phones, but until then, Dr. Pat has graced us with her presence, and she'd like a reading until then. So, Dr. Pat, welcome.
Yeah, absolutely, Madeline. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're in the studio today.
Yeah, I've got a show right after yours, but you know it's my birthday, too, on Sunday.
I know, and happy, happy, happy birthday. I think it's fabulous.
Well, I'm worried about it because I'm listening to all the eclipse stuff and December 11th, and that's my birthday, and this is going to happen. And so for those of us that are Sagittarius that are very close to this eclipse date, I mean, should I be digging a hole and jumping in it or what?
I never, ever recommend those kinds of possibilities. No, if you have a particular strange event occur, which could happen, what would make the most sense is to just wait and see, literally wait and see until you get some clarity about the situation.
Okay, good.
Because it's not what's going on now has a lot of confusion associated with it.
Well, is that why that I postponed launching the Epic World? Because I wasn't really clear.
Yeah, that probably was a very good idea.
But I got the website up. But here's what I did, because in conjunction with the last thing you said before Mercury went retrograde, we put the website up. It just doesn't have a content yet. But it's up and alive and well. So that's kind of an interesting approach to take, right?
Yeah, it's sort of launched, but not really.
It's sort of launched. And, you know, what's interesting, I don't know what day today is. I don't know if it's a green day or a red day. But I got roses here that came to the studio. And I don't usually come to the studio.
I love it.
On this day. Isn't
that
cool?
Fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
So there's got to be an upside to this eclipse for those of us that are smack dab landing right on top of it.
The upside to this eclipse has to do a little bit with understanding collective wisdom.
Okay,
so,
good.
So you
That's
may
good.
Have a situation where you are really in touch with your own inner wisdom without necessarily understanding its source.
Oh, that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and that's actually available to everyone.
Yeah.
But it can take time to understand it. So
just march ahead, though. March ahead, though, because I don't I don't have a lot of that, what is it, Aquarian energy where understanding is important?
Well, you do have a lot of Sagittarian energy Capricorn energy.
I do. I have more Sagittarius and Capricorn energy than most. But, Madeline, thank you so much. I don't want to keep
you're welcome.
You.
I know. And happy, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. And happy holiday to you. And I can't wait to get you on the show in January and get the new Good Timing Guide talked about. All right, Mr.
Great.
Benny. Thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome.
All right, Madeline, we'll take the phone lines now. We'll take Marie. She's calling in from Seattle, and I'll give you the information here when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. She's actually calling in from Seattle again, and she was born in San Diego, California. And
okay, give me a date.
Yep, I'm getting to it, yep. So it's 10-8-54.
October 28th, 19...
No, October 8th.
Oh, October 8th. Good. See, we're still in Mercury retrograde. 1954. What time was she born?
2:45 in the morning.
2:45 a.m. And you said San Diego?
Yes, ma'am. And she's dealing with some stuck energy work right now. So.
Well, I was just in San Diego.
Oh, maybe you ran into her.
Just on 11-11, actually. It was great. Okay, so Marie... How can I help you today?
Yes, please. I've been trying to get back to my healing practice, and it's been a real struggle for probably the past 7 years.
Wow.
Just because of crisis and whatnot. Yeah, and I was very successful financially at it as well. And so I'm just hoping and praying that something's going to change and I can soar again, so to speak.
Okay, so is there a possibility that your healing practice could get back in place? You know what? Right now, you have a cycle going on that's probably going to last for the next couple of months in particular, where you have an opportunity for what I call growth and expansion through healing practices or learning, or, you know, in other words, you know, if you were to take a course or something like that, or through marketing. So do you have a particular way that you market your company or your business?
Let's see. Well, I'm actually doing some psychic. I just started a psychic reading internet site, but it's still kind of getting off the ground.
Okay.
And so it's just taking some time for that. But they're marketing, and we're doing some radio shows and whatnot. But it's not, you know, I've got that on the side. And then, just trying to get going again. I guess it feels like my energy's stuck.
One thing that I do see here is that you look like you have self-doubt.
Mm, yeah, that fits.
Does that feel right?
Yes, it does feel right. Yeah, just because of the ongoing issues that been in the way for, I don't know, the past 7 years. But before that,
right.
I was flying high.
So one, there's a couple of things going on here. One of them is that the self-doubt looks like it's blocking your ability to kind of grow and move through it. you know, move ahead, I should say. So do what you can to quiet that self-doubt. You know, you might just recognize it but not feed it. Recognize
right.
If you have it, but, you know, you're not going to feed it. You're not going to think about it. You're not going to dwell on it. You're not going to
mm-hmm.
feed it. And
mm-hmm.
the second thing is that, you know, your situation to me looks like there's what I would call something intolerable that needs to change. And I would just be willing to make that change.
Mm.
And we don't quite have enough time to talk about that, but I would be willing to make that change if I were you. That will help you move through it.
I'm not sure what you mean by something intolerable to make that change.
Well, you know, if you don't notice that there's some issue or some situation that feels intolerable to you, then don't make a change. But it looks like
got
there's
it.
One
okay,
here.
I got it.
Yeah, there's one
right,
here that
it.
looks like it's showing up. So if you find there's a situation that feels intolerable, I would make that change. I would not hesitate.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, and thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your call today.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Now that we're into the holiday season, there are so many things to do. In fact, there's so much to do that it can feel overwhelming at times. So this is just a reminder that your prosperity will improve if you will choose to do only those things that bring you joy. Now, do you have holiday traditions that were once fun and now they cause you endless stress? Make a new choice. just for the season. Allow yourself the luxury of doing only the holiday tasks that feel fun or inspiring to you. No time to send cards? Skip it. Or send email cards instead, or those great Jackie Lawson advent calendars, which are so fabulous. Don't want to shop or wrap gifts? Give holiday experiences or gifts of time instead. Make choices that consistently feel joyful to you this season, and you'll find your prosperity increases in multiple ways. Now, next week, join me again next Friday on December 16th when I'll interview Dr. Todd Ovakaitis on pineal toning for longevity and the Lemurian Choir. And I'll just give you a quick preview. I have had this pineal toning, and I will be at the Lemurian Choir. So I hope you will tune in to hear this amazing piece of information. And lastly, just a reminder to visit me at my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. So remember, stay tuned next for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.